Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lauterain 333. Thank you for coming back to listen to the things that the Lord has been showing me. Today I do have another sobering message that I received while praying on November 30th, 2023. And in it, the Lord was showing me how important it is that we are very careful and intentional about our walk with Him. I say that because there are going to be many people who call themselves Christians and think that they're Christians, but they really do not have a real relationship with Jesus Christ. And they are going to be absolutely shocked to find out that they are not going to be in heaven with the Lord, because they believe that they are one of His. And Jesus warns us about this. In Matthew 7, it says, "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Have we not cast out demons in your name? Have we not done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." So in that short passage, Matthew 7:21-23, we see that there are a lot of so-called believers who think that they are doing a great job for the Lord when in fact Jesus did not even know them. This is very sobering indeed, brothers and sisters, and I believe that the Lord is calling His people into a real relationship with Him, a real walk, spending real time with Him. And that's what I believe this message is partly about. Let me go ahead and read it to you. The Lord does talk about that there is a great delusion that is going to fall even on those people who believe they're Christians. They will be deceived if they're not walking close to the Lord. Here is what I heard. Let me go ahead and read it to you now. "The hand of God comes swiftly as it judges the nations. What once was will be no more. What stands will fall. All things that can be shaken will be, for judgment comes, first on my people and then on the ungodly. First, the sins of my people have reached the throne room of God, and it is a putrefied smell that is not pleasing to my nostrils. It is with great sadness that I will be bringing judgment upon the church, but there must be a purification that cleanses her first. This purification will come not only from hard times, but from great persecution. My people will have the choice to die to self and live for me, or to deny the faith. These days are coming quickly. Are my people ready? Do they understand the times that they are in? Have they prepared their hearts and minds, or have they buried their heads in the sand and closed their eyes and ears to me? Soon they will have to make a choice on which side they really are on. The weak will grow weaker and the strong stronger. Those will with great faith will prevail and will shine like brilliant stars. Those who ultimately will deny my name will have a great delusion fall upon them as they follow the beast. Choose now to be steadfast in me, planting your feet firmly upon my rock. Know that what is coming, so you will not be caught off guard, but will be ready to fight the good fight of faith. To those who overcome, they will receive the crown of life into my heavenly kingdom. They will enter into the banquet of the Lamb, and they will hear, 'Well done, my good and faithful son or daughter.'" And that was the end of this warning to the church. I now will end with two scriptures. James 1:12, "Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who loved him." And then Revelation 2:10, "Do not fear any of those things with which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life.